Good morning, class. Today, we will be reviewing the proper way to humiliate and further assert dominance over a boy. Humiliation is vital to keeping your boy in line and accepting you as his mistress. A boy who is not properly humiliated can become erratic and unresponsive, which is unacceptable. Last month, we learned how to milk a boy of his cum. This process should be repeated every day in order to keep the boy under your control. However, it is not the only method of asserting your dominance. So, let's get started, shall we? You all remember our special guest from last time? He has been milked every day since our class and has been a submissive little slut for his mistress. However, recently he has been getting up to some naughty behavior. And that just won't stand. Once again, notice the leash on him. Any unruly boy needs to have a leash so they don't forget that they are meant to submit to you. Let's bring him back up front, shall we? Come here, boy. Come on, hop on up here for a shippy. Now, notice the Velcro pouch bound very tightly around the genitals. Typically, before humiliation, you will want your boy to have plenty of cum stored in his balls. This will ensure that he is as sensitive as possible. You can achieve this by stopping his milking sessions a few days before humiliation. Wrapping the Velcro pouch tightly around his cock and balls will further add to his sensitivity. Now, to begin the humiliation process, you will need him to be laid flat with his arms and legs stretched out in a star formation. You will then need to bind his wrists and ankles to the edge of the surface. It is very important that your boy is completely exposed during this process in order to ensure that he feels your presence and dominance. If you leave him unbound, he may curl up in shame to try to cover himself and keep whatever dignity he can, but we don't want that at all. In addition, if you plan on allowing your boy to orgasm while you humiliate him, the straps are important to keeping him down. As we all saw last time, the orgasm process can be very intense for the boy, so it is vital that he is locked in. Also, note that his genitals are still covered. When boys go multiple days without milking, their cocks become hypersensitive and they may attempt to mate with you. Okay, boy. Are you ready? I know you haven't been milked in a while, but it's for your own good. Now, stretch out for shippy. Now, once he is completely secure, I will remove his Velcro pouch and expose his genitalia to you once again. Notice that his penis is already fully erect. It has likely been like that for days. His body expects to be milked, and when you deny him the release, it leaves his cock wanting, waiting for your command to come. One final thing before we start. Since this is his first humiliation session, he will be filled with much more fear than normal. This will cause him to be much more submissive, and my dominance will be imprinted even deeper on him. Now we can begin the demonstration.
How are you doing, baby? Are you ready to start? Are you scared? I guess you have no idea what I'm about to do to you. I'm going to toy with you. Are you embarrassed to be naked in front of my class again? All those beautiful girls watching you get humiliated. Completely exposed and vulnerable. I hope you are. Are you going to be a good boy for Shibby today? Are you? Good boy.
Even though we are going to humiliate and dominate the boy, you should remind him that you are supportive. This will further bond his emotions to your words. Also, notice that while I spoke to him, I was gently brushing his balls with my fingers, making him feel safe and submissive. Starting from the base and ending at the tip before running back down. Be careful, though. As I mentioned, his genitals will be very sensitive, so even the slightest touch from his owner may set him off. And we wouldn't want that happening, now would we?
No, we wouldn't.
Now, I am going to cup his balls with my hand and gently massage them. Listen to the slight whimpers he makes.
Does that feel good, baby? Do you like Shippy cupping your balls? Does that make you feel good? Do you want Mistress to just start stroking and milking your cock?
Once he has been lulled into a sense of calm, we can begin the humiliation part of this process. There are several ways you can assert your dominance over him. My personal favorite is slaps to his face, balls, ass, and shaft. In any order.
Do you want Mistress to keep going, keep touching you until you come? Oh, is that what you want?
Well, too bad! Did you think Mistress was going to bring you back here to be milked? Why on earth would Mistress do something like that? Are you going to be a good boy for Mistress? Yes? Then take it.
How dominant you are is completely up to you. As long as the male knows that he is below you and you control everything about him. Now, I will continue to lightly touch his balls with one hand, and I will begin to tap the underside of the shaft with two fingers from the other.
Remember, I have control over you. I am your mistress, your domina. They're all looking at you, watching you be humiliated by Mistress. How does that make you feel? Having so many eyes on you as you are smacked on your balls.
So, who would like to come and try humiliating him with me? Let's see. Claudia, come on up here and give it a try. Humiliation works best when it is done in front of others. It will make the male feel much more exposed and shameful. It works even better when other people help humiliate him. When he sees how others view his pathetic and submissive body, he will sink deeper into submission and further bond with his owner.
Did you see how they all raised their hands? All of them wanted to come up here and slap your pathetic excuse for a cuck. Grab and squeeze your balls until they turn purple. Because you are nothing but a toy for Mistress to play with.
Okay, Claudia, stand right here in between his legs. Look at his little cock twitching in the air. Grab his balls with your hand and pull them towards you away from his body. Listen to his moans.
Feel her stretch your balls, so full of cum, just waiting to burst and spill all over you.
Now, Claudia, whenever you feel it is right, go ahead and slap his balls or shaft. Not too hard, but just enough to give him a little bit of pain. Hear how he howls out in pain and lust. Go ahead and do it again. And again. Keep slapping him every few seconds to ensure that he knows that he is a servant to his owner. Now I will need another volunteer to verbally humiliate him with me. How about Ashley? So, Ashley, I want you to come stand by his head and look over his face.
Are you scared? Do Claudia's slaps scare you? Make you feel horny? I bet it does. You pathetic little slut. I bet you're turned on by this. Your tiny little dick is hard as can be, and is that precum I see leaking out the tip?
It is, isn't it, Ashley? This little slut is horny. Does Mistress's students make you hard? Does Shibby make you hard? Can you feel a precum just dripping out of your tip onto your stomach?
Do you want to come for Shibby? Mistress makes you feel so good, doesn't she?
Well, you won't be coming now.
Very well done, Ashley. You may return to your seat. Claudia, you can stay up here, but wait for a minute before you continue. Now that he has begun leaking precum, we can begin making him submit even further. If you look closely at his balls, you can see that they have retracted into his body. This means he is relatively close to orgasm and will come very soon. You may also notice that he has begun trembling throughout his entire body in anticipation. Though coming is not the primary goal of humiliation, it is not necessarily bad if he does. Males are very simple creatures after all, and outside of serving women, coming is their only real function. You should remember that he is here to serve you, or in this case, me. He is a toy that you get to play with and should be treated as such. His job is to bring you pleasure, which he hopes will bring pleasure to himself. Now, I will climb on top of the table and mount his chest like so, being careful not to disturb his very sensitive tip. Sitting on top of him shows him that I am in charge and he is my pet. From here, you have two choices. You can either begin grinding on his chest to stimulate your own clit, or, my personal choice, slide up a little more and place your genitals over his mouth and command him to begin licking. Listen up, slut. If you want mistress to let you come and make you feel pleasure, you need to do everything I tell you. Feel the tension in your balls as cum flows through them, waiting to burst out. But if you want mistress to let it out, you're going to have to start licking for Shippy. Does Shippy taste good? You are doing such a good job for mistress. Keep going. Mistress won't let you come for nothing. Continue to talk to him during this time. He is desperate to come, and by you speaking to him, he will become further attached to your voice and your commands. Just listen to his soft whimpers escaping from underneath my pussy. Are you a good boy? Are you? Keep going to show me what a good boy you are. You may sit like this for as long as you would like. It doesn't really matter so long as he is giving you pleasure. I believe that because he is a toy for my pleasure, he shouldn't be allowed to come until I get to come. That's right. You don't get to come until mistress does. Now, Claudia, have you been practicing milking a boy? Perfect. Go ahead and pinch his scrotum like I taught you, and then begin rubbing his shaft vigorously. Does that feel good? Are you going to come? Not yet. You haven't pleased mistress yet. Once you feel like you are close to climaxing, you will want to begin stroking him faster and loosening the grip on his balls, allowing the cum to flow out. Claudia, go ahead and start doing that now. It is important to try and time your orgasms because the male will link his pleasure with making you feel pleasure, and this will bring his mind under your control. Poor baby, all you want to do is come, but mistress isn't letting you. Your balls are being held shut so tightly. Don't you just want to come? But remember our deal. If you want to come, you have to make mistress come first. Can you do that? Good. Now keep going. Mistress is almost there.
Can't you just imagine all of Mistress's juices going right onto your face as we both explode in pure pleasure? Oh, your little dick shooting buckets of cum all over your chest and onto Mistress's ass. Wouldn't that feel so good? Oh, you're doing such a good job, baby. Mistress is about to come all over you. Just a little more. Your balls are aching so bad, aren't they? So much cum packed up in them, just waiting to shoot out. Your whole body is trembling for Shimpy. Yes. If Mistress lets you come, will you always be a good boy for her? Good. Claudia, when I start to come, release his balls entirely and let him burst. Are you ready, baby? Mistress is about to come. You are about to come. Here it comes. Yes, yes. Burst for Mistress. Yes. Keep licking, baby. Keep coming for Mistress. Oh, and shoot. Shoot. Oh, shoot. You are coming so hard. What a poor baby. So much screaming and coming. Keep coming for Shibby. Every last drop. That's a good boy. Good boy, baby. You made Shibby come. You did such a good job and you shot out so much cum all over yourself. You even got a little bit on Shibby's ass. Once your male has ejaculated all over himself, you can get him off and admire your hard work. Claudia, you may return to your seat. Now, if you are feeling really dominant, you can lick up his cum and spit it into his mouth, but I think we'll just leave him like this for now. However, coming isn't the end of his humiliation. How about all of you get out of your seats and come take a look at my sweet boy, covered in his cum and his mistress's juices?
Oh, look how pathetic he is.
Covered in cum, what a little slut.
He still looks so swollen, though.
Oh my god, he shrank so much.
Wow, he's just pathetic.
Oh my god, it's sad.
Are they all this easy?
Yes, oh my god, they totally are.
But I think he's even easier than most.
Well done. You may return to your seats. Now that you've all taken a look at him, we can move on to the second form of humiliation. This one is a bit more demanding on your male's physical health, so you may not want to do this if he's not up for it.
Are you doing better, baby? Did Mistress make you feel so good? You did such a good job.
After an orgasm that intense, the boy will be fairly sluggish and docile for a short while, so you can freely take off the restraints.
Mistress is just gonna take off these buckles for you.
There you go.
Now, can you be a good boy for Mistress and get on all fours for me?
Once the male is in the position, grab your second pair of restraints and secure them, spreading his legs apart and locking his ankles into position, exposing his tight asshole to the air. Then, go around the front, drop him onto his elbows, and lock his elbows to the table. Allow his neck to move freely. This will be important later. Ensure that his genitals are dangling freely in the air. His penis will most likely be soft at this point.
Hey, baby, is this embarrassing? Having your little ass stuck up into the air for all of the girls to see? What must they be thinking?
Maybe about how weak you are to be so easily put in restraints and humiliated like this. Looking down at your little cock for mistress. Notice how small and shriveled it is. Fucking pathetic. As we learned from our first session, males do not release all their semen on the first ejaculation. Normally, if we were milking him, we would use our mouths to suck out any remaining cum. But this isn't a milking session. It is a humiliation session. So, we are going to fuck it out of him. But we won't be using our vaginas. No, that would be treating him too nicely. Instead of the toy that he is. Instead, we are going to use this nice strap-on and put it right into his little virgin asshole. But before we get to that, I think he's up for a little more humiliation. Sure, slapping his face and penis are one thing, but spanking his ass is where the true dominance is shown.
No, baby, this might hurt just a little bit, but remember,
you deserve it, you little slut. The first spank should wake him out of his trance and bring him back to full alertness. However, that doesn't mean we are going to stop. Because he is a toy. While you are spanking him, you may want to start tugging on his penis once again in order to make it harder and prepare for the second ejaculation. Simply grab the shaft and pull it back towards his ass until it is straight up and down. Then begin slowly stroking it as if you're milking a cow. Be sure to continue spanking him through the whole process to ensure that he is as humiliated as he can be.
How does that make you feel, you fucking slut? Feeling mistress spank your ass and tug on your cock? You are so exposed up here. Everyone can see everything and your little cock dangling between your legs and your ass being slapped over and over and over.
We had volunteers before, so why not do it again? I need 4 girls to come help me. Emily, Julia, Pepper, and Monica. Come up here and make a line for me. When I tell you to, you will get 30 seconds to spank, yell, tug, and humiliate this good boy. Just make sure his penis stays fully erect and his ass is red at all times. First up, Emily.
Aren't you just fucking pathetic? Look at that tiny little fucking thing. I'm surprised you're even able to get as big as you do. A worm like you really should only have a worm like that between your legs, you fucking little pig. But you still like it. God, how pathetic can you fucking get?
Nicely done. Julia next.
Is the poor little thing just having such a hard time? Did that hurt?
Did that fucking hurt? I fucking asked you a fucking question. Did it fucking hurt? But I can make it feel nice too, see? I can just stroke and stroke and smack.
Very good. Listen to his pathetic little whimpers. Pepper.
Here. Look how red he's getting. And I don't just mean on his ass. You're red all over, aren't you? Are you embarrassed? Fucking embarrassed? Yeah? You fucking embarrassed? You fucking slut? You fucking slut?
Perfect. Monica, your turn.
Don't worry. I'm not like the rest of them. I'm gonna be nice to you. I'm gonna just stroke you and pet you and touch you and... Do you think I'm gonna be mean to you? Don't worry. Your sad and pathetic act is actually working for me. No, I'm gonna do something different and be nice to you. I wanna take my finger and...
Nice Nice job, Monica. Did you hear his little squeak when you put it in? Very well done. You may all return to your seats. How is that, baby? You aren't ready for what comes next. Monica got a little excited and went to our next step already. As I said before, we need to use a strap-on in order to get the rest of the cum out of the mail. You all remember Mrs. Vent from our last session, right? The one with the gorgeous lips. Well, she will be helping me once again today by using the strap-on. Now, Miss Vent will begin lubing up the strap-on. Be sure to do this each time before putting it inside, especially on virgin males such as this one. Once the strap-on is fully lubed up, Mrs. Vent will place it at the entrance to the boy's hole. Notice how his whole body is quivering at the thought of it going inside. Then Mrs. Vent will give him one more rub before slowly sliding the whole thing in and... Did you see that? The strap-on seems to have pushed a little more pre-cum out of his tip.
Didn't that feel good, baby? Feeling that big cock inside of your little ass, huh? You are being such a good boy for Mistress. I wonder...
Oh! What the fuck, you little bitch! Don't you ever do that again! Mrs. Vent, start going faster. Jam that cock into his tight little asshole. Stretch it out for me.
Now, this is to be expected. Most boys are very protective of their holes and will typically be very hostile when it's first inserted. I don't hold any hard feelings towards him, but I need to teach him that lashing out against me is not allowed. So he will need to be punished. Mrs. Vent, will you please step aside for a moment? I will now take this paddle and begin spanking his ass as hard as I can. He needs to learn that this behavior will not be tolerated. Now, you little slut, are you ready to face your punishment?
Don't you ever do that again, you fucking slut! I am your mistress, and you will do as I say, or you will be punished!
I can't hear you whimpering enough. Now have you fucking learned your lesson, you little bitch?
Don't forget to go after his oh-so-sensitive balls. And once you hear that final whimper, you know that you are done. He won't try anything like that again. Mrs. Vent, if you wouldn't mind returning to fucking him. Now, I want you all to focus on his genitals. See how they tense and flick upwards each time the cock goes inside. If you were to leave him like this for a few more minutes, he would likely come one more time. However, we want to further humiliate him. This is where his free neck comes into play. If I was feeling really evil, I would put on a strap on myself and proceed to throat fuck him. But he has actually been such a good boy today. I'll just make him lick my pussy one more time. Same rules as before. No coming until I do.
Here, boy, come lick Mistress's yummy pussy again. I know you want to. It'll make your mistress feel so good, and I know you want nothing more than that. How does that feel? That rubber cock sliding in and out and in and out, over and over. Faster and faster. Are you sorry for trying to bite Mistress? Good boy. Don't you ever do that again, okay? Because if you do, Mistress won't let you come ever again. Feel that pre-cum dripping out of your tiny cock. Don't you just want to bust a massive load all over the table? But remember, Mistress has to come before you can. Isn't this just perfect? Your tongue deep inside Mistress's pussy and your ass being stretched by that big dick. But, oh no, your poor little cock is being left out. Wouldn't it be so nice if it was getting stroked like before? Drained of every last bit of pre-cum before. Oh, exploding all over. Girls, I would like you to all come up here and form a circle.
Look at them all surrounding you, seeing you completely naked, completely exposed, completely taken advantage of. Both your holes filled and your sad little cock hanging out dry, desperate to come. You just want to come, don't you? Claudia, since you did such a good job stroking before, why don't you reach down and start milking him again? Look at the shocked face he makes as soon as she touches his cock, and listen to his moaning. Up until now, he had not fully recovered from his first ejaculation. However, with all the excess stimulus, his cock is beginning to swell and ache, while his balls fill with even more cum than the first ejaculation. He will begin to panic and try to escape, but the restraints hold him completely, and he has nowhere to go. Each time he lifts his head off of my vagina, I simply push it back down to remind him of his task. He knows that this will not end until we both come. Fear is building inside of him as he realizes that his orgasm will be much stronger than the first. Each time the strap-on slides inside of him, more and more cum is pushed around, and when it is finally time to burst, he will shoot out an incredible amount of cum at a very high speed. However, we only care about building the pleasure inside of him until he explodes. Keep going at that speed, Claudia. If you want, you can begin squeezing his balls. Listen to his moans as the pleasure builds.
You are doing so well, my baby. Such a good boy. Licking and sucking and clenching at each thrust.
Look at his hips as they try to lean into each stroke that Claudia does, just waiting to come all over her hand. Monica and Julia, how about you two start spanking his ass again? Make sure he feels it. Good job, Claudia.
Baby, you are giving me so much pleasure. I'm so proud of you. Is mistress giving you pleasure too? Oh, do you like your ass being fucked while your cock gets stroked? Up and down and in and out, over and over. Are you scared? Don't worry at all. Mistress is right here and she won't let anything bad happen to you. Just look at all the girls around you, pointing and laughing. You are doing so good, baby. You're gonna make mistress come all over your face again. Is that what you want? You want all of mistress's juice spilling onto your face as your balls drain every last drop of cum out of you. Just listen to them laughing at you. You're so exposed and vulnerable. Feel them slapping and stroking and fucking you. You just want to cum. Come fuck. Do you want to come, baby? Then beg mistress for it. Beg her to let you come. Beg louder. Are you ready, baby? You can't hold it anymore. You are going to come so hard, harder than ever before. Come, 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 come. Come for mistress right now. Keep coming, don't stop. Get every last drop out of those balls. The stroking isn't going to stop until everything is out of your balls. Remember, mistress owns you. Mistress owns your cock. Just look at them all laughing at you. Listen to them. Humiliating you as you come, come, come everywhere. So much cum shooting out of your cock and getting all over Claudia's hand. Keep coming, this is it. Don't you dare stop until I say so. Keep going more and more until every last drop comes out. Well, there you have it.
As you can see, he has passed out in his restraints due to that mind-bending orgasm. Let's give a big round of applause to Mrs. Vent for doing such a fine job. And an even bigger hand for Claudia for draining everything out of his balls. Twice. And there you have it, class. You only need to do these sessions if your boy is misbehaving, despite the milking sessions. They will leave a much larger impact on him and will ensure that he views you as his domina and follows your every command. The next time we see this little guy will be when we use him for breeding. Class dismissed.